Carly texted and she thinks that's me singing in the background.
It does sound like you.
Sometimes I do put the mic on and sing along to the song, though.
Sometimes.
In the background of what?
The song, the Taylor and Brendan.
Brendan Urie.
Hey, kids, spelling is fun.
Yes, that's him.
This isn't going to be so fun for somebody.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
Here we go. Shelly, are you there?
Good morning. Hi, guys.
So, good morning. So, you submitted an email at 997now.com. You didn't go into a ton of details, though, but there was enough in there that made us go, what? That we definitely wanted to try this love trap with you. You're talking Game of Thrones and you're talking bathrooms, but you weren't so clear. What's happening?
Yeah, it's like one of those things. You know, it's like I definitely think there's something up with my boyfriend. I had this boyfriend, Dylan. And we've been going out for a little while, and I just have this feeling that there's something. I just have to get confirmation that something's happening with him, and blah, yeah.
All right, well, so, tell us what's going on and why you think he might be cheating.
Okay. So we have these Game of Thrones parties every week. They're awesome, okay. And all of our friends come over and stuff like that, and we're huge fans. And a couple of weeks ago, my friend Carissa comes over to me and she was like, you won't believe what just happened. She was like, I'm like, what? She goes, I was waiting for the bathroom and Dylan walks out of the bathroom and like a minute later, this girl, Andrea, walks out of the bathroom.
Who's Andrea?
So Andrea is another friend that comes over?
Yes. She tells me this that night and I'm like, WTF. I'm like, what is happening? So I'm thinking about it all night. It's driving me crazy. I'm like, Dylan, what's the deal? This is what Carissa said. She saw you come out of the bathroom and then Andrea walks out of the bathroom and he was like, oh, you know, she wasn't feeling very good and she had been drinking too much and she just wanted some help and you know, she's a nice guy.
Wanted some help doing what?
I don't know. And she was throwing up apparently in the bathroom and she just needed some help because she had been drinking too much.
Is Andrea your friend or more his friend?
Well, it's his best friend from high school. Like, it's his Ron. Ron's his friend. This is Ron's friend, Ron's girlfriend.
Okay, I got it. So Ron's girlfriend now was Ron at the party?
Yeah, Ron was at the party.
Well, then Ron should have been the one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're drunk, you ain't thinking about
that. You're like, yeah, come help me. You know, I need some help and whatever. And so I guess she was embarrassed because she'd been drinking. Who knows? Whatever.
All right, so he was helping her out. And then you bought the story or what?
Yeah, sure, I believed it. But then, like, you know, the next Sunday comes along, and we're at the party, and, you know, I go in the kitchen, and then they are talking, and they, like, immediately stop when I walk in. And then, you know, I kind of watching them across the room, and she's like, ah, like, laughing at every single thing that he's saying. Like, he's brilliant and, like, so funny with all of his jokes. So I'm like, okay, he's funny, but not that funny.
So now, through the course of the season, you've sort of noticed that they have a connection.
Yes.
That you didn't notice before you got suspicious.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, this is just a little over the top. You know how girls get when they're just like over the top and it's like, oh, you're so great. You're so funny. You're so cute.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Yeah.
Have you asked him any follow-up that, you know, since you've noticed, you know, on these things?
Yeah, I've asked him and he's like, no, you're crazy. He's like, you know, no, you're crazy. You're reading stuff into stuff that you shouldn't be reading into. And, you know, I love you. And I'm like, well, okay. So I don't think he's telling me the truth. So that's why I emailed you guys.
So you want us to try to trap him with free flowers and see who he sends them to?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Okay.
We'll make the call next, Shelly. Hold on.
Okay.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
All right, here we go. Shelly, please keep quiet, and we will call Dylan right now and see if we could trap him.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Dylan available?
Yeah, this is Dylan. Who's this?
Hey, Dylan. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Wet My Plants here in Pinole. We're a new florist. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm not too familiar with you folks.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to be yet, actually. We're a brand new florist in the area, which is the reason for the call this morning. I do have some free flowers to offer you, and it's part of our social share campaign that we're doing. And essentially what it is we're selecting a few Bay Area residents each week to award free flowers to. And really all we're asking in return is for you to share these free flowers on your social media with our hashtag. And the whole idea is to get our name out there so the next person I call is familiar with us.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it sounds cool and all, but I'm not big on giving information out over the phone, spam callers, identity theft, and all that.
Well,
I'm not too sure.
Well, here's the beauty of it. You know, Dylan, I'm not going to really ask you for any of that type of information. Like I said, we're just at our new flower shop. So all I'm going to ask you for is a name and an address of anybody you would like in the Bay Area. And I will send the free flowers to them. And it ends right there. I'm not going to ask you for any type of credit card information here today or anything.
I mean, you sound like a pretty trustworthy guy. I mean,
I am. Ask about Chad. I wet my plants. They know me.
All right, maybe...
What do you have to lose? I'm not going to ask you for any personal information.
All right. You got me. All right. Okay, let's go.
Perfect. That's awesome. All right, well, let's do it, Dylan. Let's start with who you would like to send these flowers to.
Her name is Andrea.
Andrea?
Yes, that's correct.
What kind of card? We have like a happy birthday, thinking of you, like a romance, I love you. Like what kind of vibe you want?
Something...
There's
a little more intimate, feeling a little romantic with it, so let's go with that.
Okay, and what would you like to put inside the attached card?
I really love the idea of seeing you again, and I look forward to watching another series with you and enjoying the journey that we're going to take together.
All right. Well, I think I got enough there. Hey, Dylan.
Yeah.
This is not Chad from Wet My Plants.
Yeah, no, it's actually the Bay Club.
Love Trapped.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Dylan. Dylan.
Your girlfriend, Shelly's on the line right now. Why'd you send the flowers to someone else than her?
Yeah, what? Why, Dylan?
What?
I've asked you about it for the past 2 weeks, and all you did was lie to me?
Wait, what do you mean lie to you?
Dylan, yes. I asked you about Andrea, right? And she's actually the girlfriend of Ron, a guy you went to high school with. You've known him since high school. You're not only cheating on me, but she's cheating on Ron. Come on,
you think,
Dylan.
Wait. Slow down. Babe, slow down. You think we have, her and I, have something going on?
Yes.
No, we don't
now
think.
I know
it's her.
Yeah. You're sending her freaking flowers. Come on.
No,
you've been
like
lying
that.
To me all this time. I knew something
what,
was
what
up,
gave
man.
You this idea? What gave you this idea?
You on the phone just now, you asshole. Come on.
Wow, now I'm an asshole. Babe, you know I love you.
Yes,
I would never do anything
me.
To
people
hurt you.
People that love each other don't behave this way, Dylan.
Dylan, didn't
you
get caught
me?
In the bathroom with this girl?
Let's watch.
That's what this is about?
Yeah.
On the bathroom
yes.
With her? Slow down.
Yes, and
slow
the
down.
Laughter in the kitchen, and
all
you
right.
Guys always
give,
sharing content.
Give me
yes,
every
it's
room
more
in the
than just the bathroom.
Wait,
no,
babe.
Are you kidding me?
Dylan, it was about that. I think now it's about you clearly just sent flowers with a love note to somebody else. That's what it's about now.
Let's rewind.
Thank
let's,
you very much.
Let's
are
rewind
you
just
me?
For a
Dylan, you have...
Rewind,
Wait, Shelly. Hold on, Shelly. Before you blast him out the water, Dylan, go ahead. Give it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm just going to rewind for a second and say that the reason why I was in the bathroom with her is because she drank a little too much and she was feeling a little sick. And I was the good person that I am.
All right, great. Let's fast forward to the.
I am.
Okay, forget about the bathroom. Let's fast forward to the flowers. Why would you send her flowers?
Exactly. Dylan,
because I thought that she needed them because, you know, she was embarrassed at the party.
No, and let's watch another thing together, and I can't wait,
okay,
blah, blah, blah. So
friends.
You are a liar, Dylan.
I'm not allowed to have friends, apparently, that are of the
friends.
Opposite gender.
No, you don't say that to friends, Dylan.
What do you think, Andrea, your friend, I guess, whatever his name is, Andrea's boyfriend, what do you think he would feel about you sending the flowers to her?
Yeah.
I mean...
What about Ron, your friend from high school? You've known this guy for years, and you're going to cheat on him, too?
Nobody said anybody's cheating on anybody, all right? Babe, stop exaggerating.
And what was going on in the bathroom? I don't believe that bathroom story for a minute.
Oh,
and
you're
she's
jealous
like laughing.
Because I didn't
oh,
send
you're
so
funny, Dylan. You're not that funny. It's like, okay, come on. You can tell I'm not dead. I can see what's going on.
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done. Conversation.
Yeah, you're done because you're a liar. And you have to go. Oh, fine.
Okay.
Run away.
Wait, Dylan.
Yeah.
All right,
don't hang up yet. Dylan.
Do you got to go to the bathroom?
Too soon. Dylan.
What? Yeah.
Be man enough to admit, yes or no, are you cheating on Shelly?
Absolutely not.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on, dude.
Even though you can't wait to take a journey with...
Are you guys going to let me go? Are we done?
Andrea?
Yeah, you should go.
We'll let you go if you want to go.
Go with your plan.
No, you should go, really, because we're done.
All right.
Dylan, we're so done.
Sweet. Take care, babe.
Bye. Take care, babe.
Babe.
Well, we didn't get a straight answer from him on the radio, and it doesn't necessarily surprise me. Hopefully you do get one if you speak to him. But, you know, I think, Greg, you brought up a good point. What about his best friend? So not only are you screwing over Shelly, now you're also messing up your relationship with your best friend by talking to his girl.
That's right. It's like, no, you know, like you can't, it's like both, they like ruin two people's relationships with one full swoop. It's like so ridiculous.
Game of Thrones. It's like so yeah. Game of Thrones.
Right?
Ugh.
No, dang. You guys, this is just, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it, but when you actually hear it, you're like, okay, yeah.
Well, just like Game of Thrones, I guess your relationship is a wrap.
Yeah, it just sucks.
You know, straight up, it does. It sucks. But anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. And, you know, this too shall pass. Keep your head up. And I'm sorry, Shelly.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Wake up!
99.7 now.
They make me smile in the morning. They put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's the Bay Club on your Thursday. So, Love Trap, we just put the wraps on it. Safe to say, Dylan is a cheater.
I think so.
So, his girlfriend, Shelly, first caught wind of it. Well, her friend actually saw Dylan leave the bathroom with another woman at a little party. They would have Game of Thrones parties every Sunday, and it kind of seemed like it organically was happening.
Is ballsy.
That is very ballsy.
That is ballsy.
Now, I don't know if they were still do you think they were hooking up in the bathroom?
Well, listen. If you're having a party, an intimate kind of thing.
That's, yeah.
A guy and a girl going into the bathroom together, that is so ballsy. I mean, they were doing something. They were making out at least.
Because you figure, yeah, what? There could have been more than probably 8 people at this Game of Thrones get together each and every week, right? So, yeah, 2 of the 8 or whatever. I'm just making that number up. I really don't know. But, you know, 2 of those people go missing for a while. It's going to stand out.
Well,
like, wait a minute, where's Dylan?
And when you waltz out of a bath, I'm just thinking the setup at my house, I only have one bathroom. When you
as long as the line.
And it, I mean, when you walk out together, people are going to notice.
So, pretty crazy way. And then it made me think of this story I recently read. Okay. And then I kind of want to go into this topic. And I don't want to get too negative here, but I do want to hear some stories. The craziest way that you caught somebody cheating, whether it was your significant other or a friend of a friend or whatever, but like juicy ones, not like I found a text message, like crazy stories, like this story. An Uber driver gets a ride, pinged to his phone, he's heading to the ride. He gets to the pickup spot.
Okay.
The ride comes from a guy he doesn't know, but with the guy is his girlfriend.
Oh.
So he goes to the corner of whatever.
Yeah, like to pay, like a restaurant or something, whatever.
A regular ride,
or
you
something.
Think. And it is this guy with his girlfriend.
Oh, hell
the
no.
The dude jumps in.
Can you imagine?
Oh, hell.
Did the girlfriend not notice when she was jumping into her boyfriend's car?
No, they knew right away as soon as he pulled up. They all saw each other. They're caught right there, red-handed. What are you going to do, deny?
Try to be like, deny,
you're standing there with whoever, Ricardo, or whoever it is, Ricardo.
That's my gay friend, Ricardo.
Yeah, I would have been like, act real gay right now. Act real gay. So he thinks that just being, that's crazy.
I'd be so pissed off. I mean, I don't even know how I would react.
What are the chances you're going to get that ride? Like, you know, I mean, man, I would have run over him.
I should have done flywheel.
888-456-9970. Have you ever caught your man or your woman cheating in like a crazy way? I know. Is this an anonymous call?
Yeah, we do. Anonymous. Hello. Good morning.
My girlfriend got rushed to the hospital and it was like a half an hour away. I was her emergency contact, so they called me. I rushed to the hospital and I showed up and there was another girl there who also thought that was her girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Amanda?
Apparently she had texted her from the ambulance and didn't realize that they would contact me as well because I was her actual girlfriend.
Oh, what happened in the waiting room or in the hospital room?
I shamed that girl out of that hospital, but when she got out of the hospital, I broke up with her.
Oh, see, I would have cut off her life support or whatever she was on.
I did. I made the other girl leave, and then I left her at the hospital. She was, like, sitting there crying, all, like, distorted, and I was like, I hope this hurts, and I left.
But then...
She's laughing. You laugh.
But then in true lesbian fashion, you ended up getting with that other girl.
No.
I did not. You know, she was, like, straight. I don't even know what she was doing.
Experimenting.
That happens all the time, too. I wish more straight guys would try out. A lot of straight girls will try it out. We need more straight guys to try it out.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, you're the only straight guy in the room.
Oh, my God. That is a crazy story. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That was it. That was a crazy one.
Mm. Beat that one.
Beat that one.
Top that one.
Jesus. And then the person, I don't feel bad for the girl in the hospital because she's the one cheating, but can you imagine? You're already in the hospital for a reason. You're already not feeling great. You got all this stuff going on, and now you have to deal with this on top of dealing
That's
with being in
get.
The hospital. I guess so. Hey, Brianna, good morning.
Hey, okay, so I was dating this guy, and he was telling me he loved me. He's like, I could see myself spending my life with you. You know, one day we should go to Australia together. And a lot of the time he was sort of like, oh, you know, I don't have time to hang out, but I'm just really busy making my record. And so, you know, he was busy a lot, but I believed what he said. So then a friend of mine calls me and he's like, hey, I was at this party and I was talking to this girl and she mentions that this is her boyfriend. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. That's my friend's, Brianne's boyfriend. And so that's how we found out. We'd met earlier. I knew of her. So we ended up calling each other and confirming and sharing all the details. And turns out on those 4 days that he was supposedly busy in the studio or writing, he was with her.
You can't trust a musician.
You can't. I've since learned that lesson.
Was his name Slash?
No, it wasn't. But it should have been. But, you know, the great part of the story is that she and I are now best friends for
real.
And it's been years. Yeah.
And whatever happened to him?
Oh, he's still out there doing the thing, doing his thing.
Still a starving musician.
No, he's actually not starving, but he's actually, you know, still not in serious relationships or being in relationships and cheating on them. So, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brianna. You two? I didn't even ask. You two have any crazy stories of
nothing
catching
dramatic?
Somebody
I mean, other than looking in somebody's phone, you know, and somebody looking
typical.
I have caught and been caught each way. So I'm equal. I'm even. I've done it once. It's been done to me once. Voila. I consider it to be equal now. And then that's it. Like, it's whatever.
Sure.
I have a clean slate moving forward.
Please stay faithful out there, people. No cheating. No cheating. Don't be a Greg.
You know what? You speak to straight people. Let us gay people do our own thing. We live by our own rules, okay?
I know you do.
And now.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
I love when the buttons don't fire off right away when I press them. That wasn't I promise.
So that wasn't just an excuse Fernando used? It really is true?
No, it is true.
The equipment, the buttons don't work
They work
here?
When they want to work.
All my buttons over here work.
Oh, really?
Well, and I know how to press them.
I got one button. It's the dumb button. So if somebody cusses, I press it. That's my only button pushing job around here.
So Toy Story 4, the trailer came out this week, and I can't wait to see that movie as well because I love the Toy Stories. But Tom Hanks, of course, star of Toy Story.
Is this it?
This is it. This is the final one. Number 4 is the final one. So they say.
But they're such good movies.
Such good. Well, and he did say, he teased, that this one is a tearjerker at the end, too. So you will be crying for Woody and Buzz. But Tom Hanks.
No spoilers, please.
Tom Hanks was denied a beer at Stagecoach. He even tried to bribe them with Toy Story 4 premiere tickets and still was denied because he wasn't wearing his 21 and up bracelet.
They don't play at music festivals.
They don't play anywhere. Nope. They don't play at the Warriors game.
Okay, first of all, it's Tom Hanks.
They don't
you know
care.
Who he is. Secondly, the guy's 67 years old or however old he is. Like,
I'm
seriously?
I'm telling you, Benny, they don't care. Look, I mean, I would like to think...
How are you? you denied.
I know, but if you don't get wristbanded, like at the Warriors stuff, when it gets into the playoffs and stuff, they do start like really like IDing and wristbanding and doing a lot of stuff when it gets crazy. And I would like to think that it is my Botox keeping me young and fresh and looking gorgeous. But I realize that I look over 21. They don't care. If you don't got it, they're not risking it.
Mm-hmm.
So they could get in trouble. I mean, even when you clearly know this is Tom Hanks, and he's 62, by the way.
Exaggerated. Here's what I think it is. They could be, I know Tom Hanks probably wouldn't be, but it could be an undercover, what do they call that? The alcohol and whatever.
ABC?
They could be undercover doing that and making sure you're following the rules. So at any moment, you could get busted for that because they do have undercover people going to do that.
No. You'll be happy to know.
Like, oh my God, Tom Hanks is an undercover ABC agent.
On the side.
Yeah.
His sidekick for extra money. Sure.
I don't know.
Well, he eventually got himself a bracelet and a beer, so good job, Tom Hanks.
Oh, good.
And
yeah.
Good job to the server. That server
Yes. I get it. If it's questionable, but it's Tom Hanks and he's clearly over 21.
What do they tell us around here all the time? Protect the license. That's what they tell them. They have a liquor license. You have to protect the license. You can't lose that liquor license. That's
moolah, baby.
So unless Tom Hanks is going to give me some extra money, you ain't getting no beer without a wristband. Hey, Aisha Curry, she has been everywhere. She's been criticized and she's been beloved both in the last couple of months. And I got to say, good for you putting yourself out there. She's been on that Red Table Talk, you know, showing her vulnerability. But she got no patience for you if you're going to talk about her kids. She posted.
Nor should she.
I don't understand why you can't post a beautiful family photo. She posts, you know, her brother-in-law and her sister. Everybody's been in town. Like, her sister is either engaged or engaged to another NBA basketball player. Like, everybody's been in town because the Warriors been playing the Trailblazers. She posted this beautiful family photo, and people started, like, criticizing her mothering skills, saying that her youngest son is too fat and he needs to stop eating.
Old.
And she needs to, like, watch his food and blah, blah, blah. Okay. She got no patience for that. She came back hard at these people saying, listen, really? Really? You're going to talk about my 10-month-old son? She clapped back. And then that person that made those comments, they deleted. They might have deleted their whole account because her fans then went back and roasted that guy on Instagram. If you're going to be a troll to somebody who's super famous, just realize
be prepared.
They've got a lot of fans. You better be prepared for the wrath. But listen, I'm all about if you don't like the comments, just delete them. But you go after a 10-month-old?
Mm-hmm.
Like a 10-month-old? We even going to fat shame a baby? Babies are supposed to be fat.
Hashtag this too much.
People are just mean. I always say it. Like, the way people are behind a keyboard, they would never be like that in real life. They say things that you would never say to somebody in real life.
They were telling her how to, like, make the baby go on a diet and stuff. Like, who are you?
Listen, maybe her breast milk is just super powered, okay?
There you go.
The baby is healthy and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Halsey paid a fan speeding ticket because they were listening to her new song, Nightmare. A fan tweeted this. Driving home from Penn State, I just got pulled over, given a ticket for the first time ever, and when asked why I was going 99 in a 70, I was dangerously close to just admitting I was banging out to Halsey's new song, Nightmare. Halsey caught wind of the tweet. She tweeted back, what's your Venmo? I'll pay your ticket, and please drive safely. She kept her word. She paid the $250 ticket because the fan put a screenshot up of Halsey dropping in that moolah. And now this is just, you know, created just craziness.
It's a nightmare for her because all the fans are asking her to pay stuff, even buy a Gatorade for them.
Somebody tweeted that they're super hungover, need Gatorade, have no money. Please help, Halsey.
Well, listen, I said earlier when we talked about this story, DM me on Instagram, thatgreg997, thatgreg997. DM me with a reasonable request, and I'll consider.
Oh yeah,
a couple people, but it's got to be reasonable.
Hold on, what's your Venmo? I need that.
No, you're not gonna get my Venmo. My Instagram is thatgreg997. If you DM me in a reasonable request, Benny,
like
maybe
rent? Is rent reasonable?
Like you want
credit card?
Like
deals?
Tomorrow's Friday, and you need a cocktail. That's reasonable. I might pay for that.
Okay.
So full-time monarch DM'd me. Hi, Greg. I'm a broke high schooler. Can I have $10?
For what?
Yes. I don't care. $10.
Well, they need to give the reason. What do they need the money for?
Absolutely. You can have $10. That's the only person that DM'd me. Oh, Isaac wants radio because he says it costs a lot of money to stream us, and he listens to us every day. And Marissa told me I can get one of those on Amazon for $20. Isaac, you're granted.
Doesn't everybody, isn't unlimited data just across the board now?
He needs a new family plan.
Well, you know Isaac. He buying his plan at the, what's that, the Pulqueria? What's that called?
What? The Acapulco? Las Pulgas?
Yeah, that. The flea market. He's buying it at the flea market. So anyway, all right. I've granted two requests. If you have a reasonable request for me, you know what? I'm considering them. That Greg 997. But don't get cray.
Don't get cray.
I ain't paying your speeding tickets now.
Listen, I need a new car. I'm tired of taking the bus. Please
don't
help.
Get
thank
crazy.
You. That
Greg. No, Benny. Can't do that. Down. But $10 for a high school student, I can do that.
Nice.
No problem.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
We're just talking about how Aisha Curry has been the talk of social media. Klay Thompson also has been much of the talk of social media. Remember, he walked out on Avengers, so people were talking about that. He actually called, you know, he's from the Pacific Northwest, and he went to Washington State. Now, Klay caused a big stink up in the Pacific Northwest and also here in the Bay Area because he tweeted out when they went to play Portland. He tweeted out that he's so happy that he is headed up there because he can go to his favorite burger spot in the world, Burgerville.
Ooh.
Never heard of it.
It's way better than In-N-Out, according to him.
I don't like In-N-Out.
That's according to him.
You don't like In-N-Out?
Not the fries.
The fries aren't great.
The fries are so... I mean, the burgers are fine.
This causes a fight every time we talk about it.
Mm-mm.
I'm not down. Fat Burger's way better than they are. Oh, no. Not Fat Burger. Five guys.
Is not better than In-N-Out.
Yes, it is.
Let me guess. You think Smashburger is better than In-N-Out, too?
No, I think Smashburger's terrible. My trainer used to go there all the time. I'm like, if you're smashing the burger, then that's taking all the juice out of it. No.
I'm going for a double-double today just because of that. Thank you.
Well, you know the Warriors caused a big problem earlier in the season. I think it was like Rajah Bell and Alphonso McKinney and then Steph Curry. They were debating that that Whataburger was better than In-N-Out. Now, that's a Texas chain. So when they go to Texas, they get that Whataburger. Now, I like Whataburger as well.
Now,
I don't know if it's better than In-N-Out.
Shake Shack or In-N-Out?
Shake
now that
Shack.
We have Shake Shack.
I like Shake Shack.
I'm not impressed with either.
They have more variety, and In-N-Out doesn't have ranch. They have the animal style sauce.
They should be kicked out of the off the globe if they don't have ranch.
I'm with
ranch.
You on the fries. The fries, not so great. Now that's
terrible.
Why you make the fries animal style. Yeah. Get yourself a fork and go.
That's the only way I'll eat the fries.
If you've ever been to Burgerville, please call us 888-456-9970 because I'll tell you where the big controversy really kicked in. Now, everybody can have their own favorite burger, right? I guess. I don't know. Y'all argued about it for 10 minutes. So maybe they can't.
Five guys over In-N-Out. I'm sorry. I just can't
get
over that.
But after he tweeted to Burgerville that he was excited to eat them again, they tweeted out and said, oh, we love Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're based in Portland, and the people in Portland went insane. They were like, how you gonna say you love Klay Thompson when you're based in Portland, when you've been serving this area and the Blazers are playing? That's the enemy. So then they had to go back out and say, okay, we love the Blazers, but we still love Klay Thompson. So that caused a major controversy for Burgerville. I got to try it the next time I'm there. I've never even seen one, and I've been to Portland a few times. I think there's some in Washington. I've been to Seattle. I've never seen a Burgerville. But what is your favorite burger? And we got to hear from Burgerville people. Also making news this week about Klay Thompson is that his mama still buys his clothes.
Aww.
What do you think about that?
She still dresses him.
Yeah, I think he looks good, too.
Dude, I told you that that John complained about how I dress. I dress, you know, in the same clothes all the time. And I'm like, then go buy my clothes for me. And I'll give you the credit card. You don't have to pay for them. I just have no interest in shopping, and neither does Klay. He says, I'm not shopping for clothes. I don't have the time. It doesn't interest me. So my mom and my teammate, Andre Iguodala's wife, they buy my clothes. They just have carte blanche to buy me whatever I want.
Well, my mom definitely does not buy me clothes, but nor does my wife. Now I'm thinking, should Vanessa help pick out some clothes for me?
Because
she dresses nicely. She has great fashion.
Listen, I don't know if she should, but if she doesn't like the way you dress and she complains about it, then she should. But it's not necessarily your wife's job to do that.
No.
Unless she doesn't like it. Does she like the way you dress? Do you look good when y'all go
out? Well, it's so funny because, like, and now that, you know, I'm getting up at 3 in the morning to come do the show, I'm, like, the night before trying to lay out an outfit, so I'm not trying to figure that out, you know, in the dark at 3 a.m. And I'll always stand in front of my closet. I'm like, what am I going to wear tomorrow? And she's like, I don't know why you stand there like you're making some, like, big decision. You're going to grab a T-shirt and a pair of jeans and some Converse.
Yeah,
and I'm
like, that is what you wear.
True. Uh-huh. But white Converse, black Converse, red Converse, white shirt, black shirt, you know, big decisions here.
That's why I explained to you guys, I found that pair of pants I liked and I bought 7 pair. This is the, one of the newest edition, the blue. You've never seen this.
Oh, let me see the blues.
Look, these are a little different. Look, they have a pocket right here, a secret pocket.
I love that.
Keep my money in there. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't have to make those decisions in the morning. I go, my favorite pants. The only thing I've
got
white,
7 pairs.
Blue,
which color? Black. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yellow. They don't come in yellow. But anyway, Andre Iguodala even chimed in. Andre picks his style. So Andre is a great dresser. He's been featured in fashion magazines and Vanity Fair. He's the best dresser on the Warriors. Mm-hmm. He actually tells Clay, listen, you're not a good dresser, so you need to keep it plain. Just wear staple pieces, wear T-shirts, just wear the same thing every day. The same look like somebody who's
like
a CEO
that.
In whatever. So Andre actually tells his wife and Clay's mom, this is the style, and then Clay gives the credit card. They come, they deliver the clothes, and he says that he spends about 5 minutes picking out his outfits before the game. Because, you know, you have to show up.
There is something
nice
to people with a job that have a uniform, because then you really don't have to think to go to work. That's kind of nice.
I wish
it's the
we
same
had
thing
one.
Every. Well, the good news is we sit behind microphones, so we could show up in sweats, I guess, if we wanted to.
It's always the days I look raggedy as hell that an artist will come in. I'm like, why?
We're going to film you this
like
morning.
Bomb.
Well, here's what I would like. I would love for Bonneville to put a uniform on us, and I would love it to be scrubs. Perfect.
Let's do
so
that
comfortable.
So then I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, let's all wear scrubs to work. It would be so wonderful. You can get those in every color, too. You don't have to think. Hey, let's go to Betsy real quick, and then we got to go. But we got to talk about Burgerville.
Uh-oh. Betsy, what's the haps on Burgerville?
Hey, so I grew up in the Portland area, but I moved to the Bay Area 15 years ago, so hey. I've had a lot of In-N-Out, and I've had a lot of Burgerville.
All right, which one wins? Which one wins?
Burgerville. In-N-Out wins on the burgers, yep. But Burgerville wins on everything else, because you can get sweet potato fries at Burgerville, you can get Walla Walla sweet onion rings, and when it's the right season, you can get Marion Berry milkshakes, which are amazing.
All right.
But
so
the burger's not as good.
So you got to split. You got to split the difference.
Yeah, you got to get your burger, get on a plane, and get your milkshake.
That's what I was going to say. Let's do it.
All right. Well, you know what? Clay Thompson can afford to do that. The rest of us are just going to have to stick to one or the other. Thank you, Betsy.
Thanks for the call. All right.
That would be an interesting way to do it. Get your burger, get on a plane.
Now I'm craving a burger. I'm definitely having a burger
today. Have that today. That's all I got for Sassy Sport. Oh, wait. People are complaining that you're not joining in on this on the texting hotline. So you do it when I say that's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
I was wondering how long that was going to take before you guys realized I don't say that.
You come in around the balls thing or whatever.
Really? Right? That's my, I come in right at balls.
Come in right at balls. Yes. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it. I came in at I'm.